Now it's interesting. You see from this Gemara that once upon a time the Yidden would recite Halal very differently than the way we recite Halal today. Sometimes the Shlich Tzibur was a Gadol, sometimes he was a Katan. That's already interesting. But depending on whether or not the Shatz was a Gadol or a Katan, that depended on how exactly the Yidden would sing Shira. If the Shlich Tzibur was a Gadol, so the Yidden would be Yoitza with the Halal of the Gadol, albeit they would repeat the Rosh Prakim. If the Shliach Tzibur was a Katan, so then it would be repeat after me. The Katan would say what the Katan would say, and then everybody would repeat verbatim what it was that the Katan saw. The truth is that the Gemara Masechta Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis goes into great detail describing once upon a time the way Halal was said. In fact, the Rambam, where he discusses Halal, which is in Hilchas Chanukah, so it's Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet. So the Rambam says, Halacha Yudbeis. Rambam says as follows. Minig Kriyas HaHalal B'mei Chachamim HaRishonim Kachoy. The minig of reciting Halal in the times of the Chachamim went like this. Echa Achar Shemavarech HaGadol Shemakris HaHalal. After the Makris HaHalal, the Shliach Tzibur would make the bracha. Maschel V'Oimer Halaluka. He would start Halal. What's the first word of Halal? It's Halaluka. Cholham Oinim. After he would say Halleluka, everybody would give a shri. They would say Halleluka. V'chayzav Oinim. Then he would say Hallelu Avdei Es Hashem. V'cholham Oinim Halleluka. V'chayzav Oinim Hallelu Es Shem Hashem. V'cholham Oinim Halleluka. V'chayzav Oinim Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorech Miata V'Adoyvam. V'cholham Oinim Halleluka. V'chein Al Kol Davar V'Davar, says the Rambam. Ad Shenimtzu. If you do the math, you'll cheshbin that oinim b'chol ha-halal ha-luka, how many times? Meya v'shalosh v'esrim panim. 123 times. So when the Yidden would say halal, they would end up saying the word ha-luka 123 times, simin lahem, and you want to simin to this number? Shnoisav shel Aharon. Aharon HaKohen lived 123 years, and that's the remez in saying Halleluka 123 times. Now, Ma Inyin Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai, what's the shaykhis between Halleluka and Shnois of Shel Aharon HaKohen? So we have a great bite, Torah Niskova from Reb Shmuel Yankif, Ayin Shom. But either way, says the Rambam, V'chein Keshakorim Agil Roish Kol Perek U'Perek, when the Baal Makri would come to the beginning of each paragraph in Halal, they would repeat after him. And the Rambam goes on to describe in great detail of exactly how this played out. And then the Rambam concludes as follows. Zehu aminig harishoyin. The way I just described it is the original minig. And this is the way you should do it. Avo bezman emelu, says the Rambam. Nowadays, ro'isi b'chol ha-makoymais minhagois mishunois b'kriyasai. I found different minhagim. Ubanias ha'am. And all these different minhagim that I've seen, every shul I've walked into, says the Rambam, I see they say it a little bit differently. And the Rambam says, this is what I've observed. But the bottom line is, you want to know how I think you're supposed to do it? So in this Rambam, number one, you see the history of Halal, which is fascinating. You also see that the Rambam says that it changed with time, which we knew because we say Halal and we just learned the Gemara, so clearly it's very, very different. And you see what the Rambam wanted. The Rambam felt that Teminig Arishayin Ubo Ro Ulelech, the right thing to do is everyone should be shrying Halleluka, and you should say it 123 times. It's an Avoida. Keminyan Shnoisav Shel Aharon HaKohen, this is really the way that it's supposed to play itself out. Now the emes is that when we say Halal today, we do repeat certain things, right? You see this some intesantim and hogim going on, right? The whole back of Halal, we say everything twice. Oitcha Hashem, Oitcha Hashem, Evim Asu, Evim Asu, Me'es Hashem, Zehayoyim, On Hashem, On Hashem, Baruch Haba. Right, we're repeating a lot of things, and it's all related to the sugya that we just learned now, very, very bekitzer, Soita Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, and L'shoyne Azov Shalai Rambam here in the end of Perek Gimel of Hilchas Chanukah.